Blog Talk Radio.
Railhead
Black Stars. Hi.
Good morning. It's Amanda, Dear Prudence Radio, life advice to help you cope. How y'all doing today? It is 9 o'clock in the a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. And Ralph Waldo Emerson, my favorite, there's a cup of coffee, favorite transcendentalist, wrote something so true. I'm going to read it to you. To laugh often and much, to win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children, to earn the appreciation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty, to find best in others, to leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition, to know even one life has breathed easier because you have lived. This is to have succeeded. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Thank you, Emerson. The betrayal of false friends. To endure the betrayal of false friends. False friends. Can you relate? I don't think there's anything more painful mentally than to be betrayed by someone you love, a friend, someone you think is your best friend, I'll say, for lack of a better description. Betray you, abandon you. It's truly the most bitter pill ever swallowed in this life, and I do not look forward to seeing my little girl go through this, because the most resentment that I have ever harbored in my life was due to that betrayal of a false friend, someone who I thought loved me as unconditionally as I loved them. It's different than a romantic betrayal. Of course, you can apply the same rules to both, but it even seems more invasive, because friend, the all-encompassing friend, is supposed to be unconditional. And I wanted to talk to you about this today because it's something that I've personally really worked hard at trying to overcome. Because if you allow that harbored resentment to be the bane of your existence, it will eat you alive and hurt you more than anything else, and it will make you, your bitterness will become threefold, which eats away at you, which takes away the quality of life, and this is all about feeling better. Because
Because essentially a lot of people say, well, if someone betrayed you, then they're not your friend at all. That's easy to say. Oh, and so true, and I've given that advice a million times. But when it happens to you, it's really hard to swallow, isn't it? Well, it's Amanda here at Dear Prudence Radio, and I actually have some time to talk to you without my little River. River being my little 8-month-old daughter, and she is being watched right now by my parents. Woo-hoo! What a luxury. I miss her dearly, but it's nice to be able to talk without crying in the background, etc. Today we're going to hear from a woman by the name of Jan Yeager, PhD. She wrote a book called When Friendship Hurts: How to Deal with Friends Who Betray, Abandon, or Wound You. The book is good stuff, and I highly recommend it. There's an introduction I'd like to read to you, and you can find her online, ladies and gentlemen, at www.whenfriendshiphurts.com. So her book, When Friendship Hurts, was copyrighted in 2002. Her name is Jan Yeager, Y-A-G-E-R. And the book was published by Simon & Schuster, Fireside Books. Introduction, found on the webpage. For some, quote, friends for life, unquote, seems to have replaced the ideal of a lifelong marital relationship. Of course, there are positive, wonderful friendships that are mutually beneficial to both friends that should last a lifetime, but there are other friendships that are negative, destructive, or unhealthy that should end. There may also be friendships that you thought were going well, but alas, all of a sudden, your friendships that you thought were going well, your friend stops returning your phone calls and won't answer your letters, and the friendship ends. Years later, you still don't know what happened. And it haunts you. Isn't that the truth? Jan Yeager, PhD, continues, in the 2 decades during which I have been researching and writing about friendship, I have seen the interest in learning about friendship soar. From a topic that was addressed infrequently by psychologists, psychiatrists, and sociologists who tended to focus on parent, child, or husband-wife relationships, articles about friendship are now a staple in popular magazines, daily newspapers, on websites, and there are many books about this glorious relationship between peers that we call friendship. Friendship, according to Yeager, has certainly been, quote, discovered. Its benefits have been extolled by numerous researchers through anecdotes and examples, as well as through quantitative or qualitative studies by sociologists, and psychologists who have found a correlation between having even one close friend and an increased life expectancy, as well as better mental health and a greater chance of surviving breast cancer or a heart attack. How about that? So, according to Jan Yeager, why is there a need for a book like When Friendship Hurts? Because in all the excitement about getting the word out about the importance of friendship in our lives, too little attention has been paid to the notion that negative friendships can wreak havoc. Another reason is to have a forum to explore the possible causes of finding yourself in such a relationship and how to best rid yourself of a noxious friend. Furthermore, if your friendships are consistently less than what you had hoped they would be, a Band-Aid approach to changing that situation is doomed to long-term failure. You need to look at the underlying causes of the negative friendships in your life. You need to go back to their roots in your parent, child, and sibling relationship. End quote. Thank you, Jan. And we're going to continue more with that after these messages. And the message one is this. Read my book, Dear Prudence. my debut novel. You can find it at www.dearprudence.com. Read my blog about it, Peek into Anna's Secret World. Go to Eloquent Books. And that's all I can say. Now, many times when we are faced with this resentment that we harbor because of the betrayal of a false friend, we feel like Syd Barrett. Who is Syd Barrett? Let me explain who Syd Barrett is. Shine on, you crazy diamond. Syd Barrett, original member of Pink Floyd, who, quote-unquote, lost his marbles and went on to a really awesome solo career. Many people call, critics I've heard, I don't have a quoted quote, if you will, nonsensical, but I find it telling. I think he was a hypersensitive individual, and he just felt, and he knew bitterness. And he was no good trying to Syd Barrett.
It's no good trying to place your hand where I can't see, because I understand that you're different from me. Yes, I can tell that you can't be what you pretend. And you're rocking backwards and you're rocking towards the red and yellow mane of a stallion
Tentacle, my foot. Syd Barrett, ladies and gentlemen, a legend. Not in his own mind. He is a legend in my mind. Love that guy.
lost his mind, perhaps? Or maybe he was just highly evolved? Something to ponder. And we're back, and today we're talking about the betrayal of false friends. And I am talking about a fantastic book by a phenomenal woman. Her name is Jan Yeager, PhD, and she wrote a book called When Friendship Hurts, among other books, How to Deal with Friends Who Betray, Abandon, or Wound You. I highly recommend you check it out. So, we were talking about the introduction to her book that you can find on her website, www.whenfriendshiphurts.com, and I'm going to continue to talk about it. This book offers help and hope in understanding the complexities of friendship, as well as advice on how you can turn around your life, not just your friendships, by understanding why you have negative friendships and by finding and cultivating positive friendships. Having positive friendships, and that may not mean finding new friends, just interacting differently with the ones that you already have, can help turn around your career, according to Jan Yeager. And she continues, for example, not only do friends help friends get jobs, but once you land a job, how quickly you rise at a company or in a career could depend as much on who your friends are at work and in your professional field as your talents. And Yeager continues, by the same token, a friend can derail your career or get you fired. That's what happened with Marjorie, not her real name, a 23-year-old single female working as a teacher's assistant. Marjorie explains. And quote within a quote, my best friend told my boss that she feared for her life after we got into an argument, and I wrote her a nasty note, even though we had been friends for 6 years and she knew I would never hurt her. Because she went to my boss, I was fired after working there for a year and a half. She, my best friend, even went to the police but was told that nothing in the note was threatening. The reason for all of this had to do with the fact that she was highly competitive and felt this was a way of winning. End quote. Jan Yeager continues, unfortunately, Marjorie's experience is more typical than you'd think. A 45-year-old married speechwriter at an Illinois corporation was fired because a single female friend at work, fearing that she herself might be fired after a poor performance review, blamed her unsatisfactory behavior on her boss, the head speechwriter, who was also her friend, alleging that his sexual attraction to her, which she called sexual harassment, made it difficult for her to concentrate. Her claims were completely unsubstantiated by her boss friend and was fired anyway for failing to properly supervise his friend and employee. Heard this scenario before? I have. Now try Carol. Carol, a 39-year-old married woman, after finally landing her dream job as a florist, was betrayed so badly at work by three casual friends that she, quote, had to take a 3-week medical leave. Wow. Losing a job or having a reputation damaged beyond repair, Yeager continues, is bad enough, but friendship has been partly to blame for even darker situations. An infamous example is the friendship of two teenagers who perpetrated the horrific murders of 12 of their classmates and one teacher, and injured 20 more at Columbine High School in Columbine, Colorado, in April of 1999, before committing suicide. Those boys, allegedly bullied and not part of the quote-in crowd, seemed to act together, getting the strength to commit mass murder and suicide from their friendship. Then, in March 2001, it happened again. A 15-year-old boy in Santee, California, again the alleged victim of bullies, supposedly shared with four friends and one adult that he planned to shoot his classmates, but then reassured them that he was only kidding. The next day, he did carry out his threats when he allegedly shot and killed two classmates. Three families were destroyed, a school was branded, and a community was shocked and grief-stricken. The boy's friends, believing him when he guaranteed that he was just kidding, were transferred to other schools. And the authorities feared retaliation by their classmates for failing to report their friend's macabre bragging to the proper authority.
Oh, wow. Jaeger continues, but we don't need tales of murder and mayhem to find value in examining negative friendships and the consequences of betrayal. Over the two decades, I have been researching friendship and friendship patterns. I have interviewed people who betrayed when a friend, quote, seduced their romantic partner. Others ended a friendship because of a betrayal like that. At the very least, stopped a pivotal work project in its tracks. I've interviewed men and women who told me that a friend had derailed their career by sharing privileged information that was supposed to be just, quote, between friends. And others reported that a friend had stolen money from them. Here are other examples of betrayal that I have observed, heard about through interviews in the course of my friendship research. Before I continue, do any of these sound familiar, ladies and gentlemen? Again, we're reading an excerpt from the introduction to Jan Jaeger's book, which I highly recommend you go out and purchase. When Friendship Hurts, How to Deal with Friends, Betray, Abandon, or Wound You. Very helpful stuff. Some of her examples, quote, one of my best friends romantically pursued every woman in which I expressed interest, unquote, written by a 24-year-old single male. Next, quote, she told me she was sleeping with my boyfriend and tried to convince me we should share. 37-year-old divorced mother. The next example, quote, my close friend at work went to our mutual boss and described something we were either both working on or that I had taken the initiative to set up and talked about how he had handled it. 55-year-old divorced consultant. Next example, a close female friend is jealous of me being married. Wow, 44-year-old married man. The next example, a best friend I grew up with attacked me physically for no reason, 23-year-old married female. Next example, a casual friend started a rumor about me at work. This is a 50-year-old divorced mother. The next is a 30-year-old married teacher who says, my maid of honor stole money from me on the night of my bachelorette party. Good God. And here's a 32-year-old married mother who says, I'm not as open as I had been. I'm more reserved because of what happened. She was devastated when her best friend referred to her by a derogatory name when they were both 11. Jaeger continues, and this is so true in my eyes as well. Jealousy can hurt someone's self-esteem and may also end a friendship, as Brenda, a 40-year-old homemaker and musician from Michigan, found out. I used to weigh 200 pounds, she notes. I now weigh 125 pounds. My friend was 250 pounds. When I lost the first few pounds, she backed as far away as possible. Cheating with a romantic partner or spouse may end a friendship. A 31-year-old art instructor let her, quote, really close friend and coworker live with her and her husband when her, friend couldn't find an apartment. During that time, the friend flirted or even had a relationship with her husband. The friend also undermined her at work, spreading untrue rumors that she was being physically abusive to her art students. The marriage is on the rocks, and the friendship is over. Wow. But some potentially destructive or harmful friendships may be difficult to spot, according to Jaeger. That's because when a friendship is forming during the courtship phase, your friend may be charming, polite, and completely appropriate. And once your friendship is well underway, a friend may change. The very act of becoming friends may send someone with intimacy problems into an emotional tailspin, changing those involved as well as their behavior toward each other. As friends become closer and more intimate, expectations also may arise so that disappointments become more likely and painful than during the early stage of the evolving friendship. So true, huh? Jan Jaeger, PhD, continues, furthermore, as a friendship that formed within a certain context, such as at school or work, expands to include a multiplicity of situations and even other relationships, conflicts may arise that may derail the friendship. In addition, the longer you remain friends, the greater your investment in maintaining the friendship. You are more likely to ignore or try to explain away negative behaviors. But you or your friend will be able to put up with only so much, and the friendship may last only until such an act of betrayal occurs, the situation has to be addressed and resolved, or the friendship will end. Betrayal she includes. Oops. Excuse me. I skipped over something very interesting. And here it is. Friendships can certainly change in the level of intimacy, and expectations can be lowered about a friend, even if the friendship doesn't end completely over betrayals, disappointments, or unmet expectation. That's what a 43-year-old market research found, researcher found out when he gave a friend $150 to conduct interviews for a project on the researcher's behalf. But instead, his best friend pocketed the money and never made good on his promise to do the work. Although the friendship hasn't ended, one wonders how close it is if they haven't seen each other in, quote, many years. Yeager continues, betrayal by a friend can even lead to the ultimate betrayal, murder. Shakespeare. This is a Shakespeare theme, continual Shakespeare theme. Synonymous, friendship, betrayal and friendship, betrayal and love, synonymous with Shakespeare. Anyway, 26-year-old Don is married and a father. He is also serving 15 years to life for killing his best friend in an argument over Don's wife. Quote, he had been dating my wife while I was out of town, and finally she ran away with him, Don notes. Wow. Although not as drastic as murder, feeling miffed by a friend, even if it is a misunderstanding, can lead to extreme and even criminal acts. That's what seems to have happened to a 38-year-old married nurse, whose friend at work stabbed me in the back by spreading a false rumor about me, which ingratiated her to the head nurse, and which caused the head nurse to dislike me, end quote. Or the 49-year-old single woman whose jealous and angry friend stole my jewelry? Wow. Sounds childish, doesn't it, folks? Forgive me for calling you folks collectively, but it just seemed to fit here. It sounds like nursery behavior. What does that say about us? What does that say about human nature? Something to ponder. I mean, minus the murder, of course, but the whole hypothetical or metaphorical stabbing someone in the back, or hypothetically speaking, either or their eye, sounds so childlike, which leads me to say one thing, in my very humble opinion, and that is this, that the bitterness and the resentment that we harbor when we are betrayed in friendship or love, but I'm speaking specifically about friendship today, it makes us regress, doesn't it? Back to childhood, almost fight or flight tactics. To the most, I should say, to the most simplistic forms of self-defense. It is childlike. We have a code, and we react certain ways to things, and this is one of those situations. It is really difficult to overcome a betrayal of a false friend, and if you do, that is remarkable, and the mark, in my humble opinion, of a very, very strong person. It is tough. It hurts. It takes a very long time to heal, but it can be done. And Jan Yeager, PhD, who wrote this fantastic book that I'm talking about that everybody should go out right now and buy, along with my book, Dear Prudence, by Amanda Grimes, When Friendship Hurts, How to Deal with Friends Who Betray, Abandon, or Wound You. Because it happens all the time in so many different facets. She continues. Trying to find a good place to talk here. I also wrote this book to help dispel the embarrassment and shame that too often accompanies failed friendships. For some, admitting to a broken friendship has become like admitting to a failed marriage. It seems that, inspired by the very, quote, pro-friendship tone in writings and discussions about the topic over the last two decades, a myth of lifelong friendship has emerged. Emerged, even as the ideal of a lifelong marriage has, sadly, become an unrealistic reality for many people. The romanticized ideal that friendship should not end or fail may create unnecessary distress in those who should end a friendship but hold on no matter what. They are clinging to the myth rather than understanding the relationship. But if neither all friendships or marriages last a lifetime, what's left to believe in that does? The goal, according to Yeager, of When Friendship Hurts is to give you the tools to detect and cope with friendships that are destructive or harmful. Yeager continues, she hopes that reading it, she says, quote, I hope that reading it will give you the greater insight into why friendships, especially your own or those of people close to you, may have ended or should have ended, and how to cope with these endings. Furthermore, if you have a habit of forming negative friendships, this book will help you to start choosing positive and healthy friends who will enrich your personal life and help you succeed faster and go further in your career. There may even be a current or past friendship in which unwittingly or on purpose you betrayed a friend. Understanding the impact of betrayal on the one who betrays as well as on the one who is betrayed can free up important emotional energy that is otherwise drained by feelings of guilt, remorse, sadness, or associated emotions related to the betrayal. You can learn to forgive yourself if you betrayed a friend. Or if you were the betrayed one, you might consider how forgiving your betrayer might help you. Most of us are blessed with supportive, caring, trustworthy friends, according to Yeager. There are plenty of books available today that describe the causes of forming and maintaining positive friendships, as well as extolling the benefits of friendship, including my own popular book, which takes an interdisciplinary approach that draws from sociology and psychology, Friendships, not Ships, Ships. The Power of Friendship and How It Shapes Their Lives. But where can you turn for help if you feel a friend has betrayed you? Betrayal is when a friend whom you counted on for support, love, affection, trust, loyalty, camaraderie, or respect has somehow destroyed your trust. She may have violated a confidence or told a lie about you, harmed your other personal relationships, even cost you your job. He may have failed to come through for you in your hour of emotional need, taken your money, stolen the affections of your romantic partner or your spouse, or, in the worst-case scenario, physically harmed you or even caused someone's death. Were these, quote, friends ever really friends? How could a friend commit such treacherous acts? Did this friendship start out as a destructive or harmful one or become that way over time? And where did it take a wrong turn, and what do you do to end it, if ending is the best way of coping? If it started out that way, how can you learn to be a better judge of character early on so that you avoid befriending those who end up harming or betraying you? Yeager continues, in addition to answering those questions, another goal of her book, of this book that she wrote, is to help you to start asking your own questions about these issues and find your own answers. Some of you may be able to make this journey completely on your own. Others may wish to get help along the way. And if you do wish to seek outside help, she recommends counseling. They're going to self-help books or professionally-led groups. You can consult the resources section in the back of her book, which provides a list of associations that offer referrals to local organizations or affiliated professionals. Betrayal and friendship, she continues, is a subject few people want to talk about openly, but one to which all of us can relate. And how? But by offering anonymity and confidentiality, if necessary, I found men and women, boys and girls, who not only wanted to talk about betrayal, but actually needed to talk about it as necessary catharsis. In my most recent friendship survey, of the 171 people out of 180 who responded to the question, has a casual, close, or best friend ever betrayed you, 116, that's 68%, answered yes, and only 32% replied no. Wow. That's huge. And so believable, isn't it? And I end with Yeager's words of wisdom. I quote, betrayal can be defined as when a friend lets you down and is not there for you, emotionally or even literally. When a friend ends your friendship, but you still want it to continue, and you sometimes may never find out why it ended. That's what happened to a young married woman in Colorado who wrote to me soon after watching an interview with me about friendship on a network morning talk show. I was discussing how friendships sometimes end, and that it's okay and normal for some friendships to end, especially if it's through no fault of your own. She was so moved that she sent me a thank you card, noting how much the point of view I had shared on the show had meant to her. She had been haunted by a friendship that ended, although she never knew why, and it actually kept her up at night. I, too, can relate to that. She says, Yeager says, if a friend ends a friendship that you are obsessed with not knowing why, you will probably have to deal with the reason for your obsession. In other words, you may never know the answer. And there's a discussion later in her book about how to get over obsessing about the failed friendship. But if it is you who decides to end a friendship, even a negative one, you should be careful to avoid possible vendettas, according to Yager. Remember that how you end a friendship may be as important as your decision to end it. That person who used to be your friend may at some point be in the position of deciding whether you get a raise, a major contract for your company, or a promotion at work. Certainly over the years, Yager quotes, I have experienced the ending of several friendships that were extremely close. If I was the one to end it, I wondered if there was another way of handling the situation. If I was not, I felt confused, angry, and betrayed. So I've wanted to find answers to my own questions about betrayal and friendship, as well as evaluating the preferred way to deal with negative friendships that should end, if there is one. Again, this is all taken from the introduction to When Friendship Hurts by Jan Yager. Check out that book, because as Emerson, my favorite transcendentalist, wrote, to laugh often and much, to win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children, to earn the appreciation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty, to find the best in others, to leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition, to know even one life as brief easier because you have lived, this is to have succeeded. Check out her book. Get over the obsession, because there really sometimes isn't an answer, a cut and dry black and white answer as to why you have been betrayed. And in order to clear your conscience, in order to expel that bitterness from your soul, to get rid of that harbored resentment, you have to let go. Probably one of the hardest things to do in this life. I leave you with two amazing tunes. First, Black Eyed Dog by... Ooh, I think I lost you for a second. I'm back. Amanda. Hello? Black Eyed Dog, coming up.
But that dog, he called up my dog. A black-eyed dog, he called for more.
Black-eyed dog by Nick Drake. Pearl, she's the black-eyed dog I miss. She is a true friend. Animals never betray you. She is a love. Thank you for joining me for another Wing It Radio episode. This is Amanda, Dear Prudence Radio, Life Advice to Help You Cope. Remember, you can write to me at dearprudenceadvice@gmail.com if you have any questions, comments. And I'll see you super duper soon. Que anduero, que anduero.
In the vegetable van with the horn that's honking like a mariachi band. In the middle of the street, people gather around. Put the dollar in the can. I wait. K on the DJ cowboys hang around. Just sleeping in the sidewalk with a Burger King crown. Never wake them up. Massive answer to the rooster crows. Vatos vergallos. On cheap guitars, abuelitas with plastic bags, walking through the church with a Spanish candle. Billy Borracho says, que putas, andale joto, your popsicle's melting. Run, little, run, little, run, run. Mother Saba teacher in the midnight sun. Where do you go, que on the way. Guatemala soccer ball, it's the replay. Mango ladies, vendedoras at a bus stop, sing a band of macho chorus.
Toodaloo. Till next time, Dear Prince Radio, let's play Stealth Scope.